Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the next 9 months while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return July 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I plan to complete my teaching titled Divine Healing, Our Covenant Right. I've been expounding on this subject for the last 5 months because we have an adversary, Satan, whose only intention is to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan's deadly diseases, including COVID-19, were spawned in the pit of hell to destroy God's greatest creation, man. For those of you who have been with me from the beginning of this teaching, know that based on Scripture, I have made a valid case that the Holy Bible is a blood covenant book that was instituted by our Heavenly Father on the life, blood, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As a result of Jesus' obedience and faithfulness to complete his earthly assignment, mankind can once again be reunited to our Creator and live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. God gave Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead, to lay his life down on our behalf, whereupon safeguarding the blood covenant that he made with Abraham and ensuring that no man could once again separate us from him. As a result, we can depend on God's promises recorded in the Holy Bible. His promises are forevermore written and confirmed on his life unto death. I thank my God in Jesus Christ that God is not a man that he should lie. Further, that Jesus did complete his redemptive assignment for all men. Christians can rest assured that our salvation and abundant life is paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, including our covenant right to divine healing. Listener, if you have missed any part of this teaching or would like to re-listen to any of the previous programs aired, please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear any of the episodes now archived under our radio page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. Now, before we reread our four foundational scriptures, please note that I have purposely read these scriptures each week so that the truth contained in these verses will penetrate not just your mind, but your spirit. Whereupon, in the future, when sickness and disease try to come against you, the Holy Spirit will bring back to your remembrance this living Word of God. Then you can speak his blessed word over your challenge and drive Satan and his demonic assignments away from you. For this study, I have been quoting and will continue to quote from the Amplified Study Bible, unless otherwise stated. Please turn to our first foundational scripture found in the book of Psalm. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Verse 1 says, "Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deep within me, bless his holy name. Bless and affectionately praise the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits." who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the soaring eagle. Please turn to our second foundational scripture found in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 53, we're going to read verses 4 and 5. Verse 4 says, "But in fact, he, Jesus, has bore our griefs, and he has carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we ignorantly assumed that he was stricken, struck down by God and degraded, and humiliated by him. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our wickedness, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing. The punishment required for our well-being fell on him, Jesus, and by his stripes, wounds, we are healed." Please turn to our third foundational scripture found in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 8, we're going to read verses 16 and 17. Verse 16 says, "When evening came, they brought to him, Jesus, many who were under the power of demons, and he cast out the evil spirits with the word, and restored to health all who were sick, exhibiting his authority as Messiah." Verse 17, "So that he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, 'He himself took our infirmities upon himself and carried away our diseases.'" Now let's turn to our last foundational scripture found in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 verse, verse 24. It says, "He, Jesus, personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, willingly offering himself on it as on an altar, a sacrifice, so that we might die to sin, becoming immune from the penalty and power of sin, and live for righteousness. For by his, Jesus' wounds, you who believe have been healed." All of these scriptures and many more like them that we have read and examined throughout this teaching tell us that Jesus took every sickness, every pain, and every disease on himself. As a result, we believers do not have to accept Satan's physical attacks on mankind. We are healed in Jesus. When I closed out last week, I was encouraging everyone to go through the Bible and select those verses that minister to your heart and those areas in your life that you have need of. Again, we must speak words of faith every day regarding ourselves and others. All of us should make it a habit not to leave the bed in the morning until we have spoken to our Heavenly Father, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and our ministering angels. We need to declare in faith that this is the day that is full of victories and will be blessed in Jesus' name. Here are the last of my faith confessions that you may want to use. I'll begin by thanking the Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you sent your word and healed me and delivered me from any destruction. That's found in Psalm 107, verse 20. "I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord." That's found in Psalm 118, verse 17. "I give attention to your words because your words give me life and health to my flesh." That's found in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 23. "I prosper in all things, including health, just as my soul prospers." That's found in 3 John 2. I complete my confessions by stating, "In Jesus' name, amen." Now, if we make it a practice of speaking faith confessions over our lives, we will keep Satan from attacking us successfully. By this I mean he will come against us, but his evil assignments will not cause us pain and suffering. Please turn to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. I'm going to be reading out of the New King James Bible translation. It says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises up against you in judgment, you, Lord, shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord." Amen. Christians, we can be thankful in the challenges of life because we have the way of escape in Jesus Christ. He rescues us from them all. Amen. Please turn to the book of John. We're going to read from John chapter 16, verse 33. Jesus is speaking, and I am going to be reading out of the Amplified Study Bible. It says, "I, Jesus, have told you these things, so that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world you have tribulation, pressure, and distress, and suffering. But be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. I, Jesus, have overcome the world. My quest is accomplished, my victory abiding." Oh, what, this is good news, family. This is good news for the people of the Most High God. The war has been fought, and the victor is Jesus the Christ, and those Christians that choose to believe. Because the emphasis of this teaching were divine health and divine healing, I would like to close my study with an example of how to pray a petition prayer or the prayer of faith if or when sickness befalls you. For this illustration, I will use myself in this hypothetical example. Here's my hypothetical example. I go to the doctor for my annual physical, and during the examination, the doctor feels a lump on my right breast. The doctor recommends further testing, not only because of the lump, but because I have a family history of breast cancer. And I know from medical reports that cancer, including breast cancer, can be passed on from generation to generation in the genes. Therefore, before I leave the office, I schedule a follow-up exam, as recommended. Remember, God has provided us natural medical assistance when we get attacked in the physical body. So don't be foolish and play with your life. You only have one life, so guard it from all of Satan's attacks. Use all the tools that God has provided for us to keep us well and safe on this earth realm, knowing that you will still need to pray in faith for your healing, because God is the healer, not the doctor, medicine, or surgery. These natural medical tools treat symptoms and can prolong your life while we wait for our divine healing. After leaving the office and entering my car, before I drive home, I pray the following prayer of faith this one time. It goes, "Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word and that it will accomplish what you have set it out to do. I believe that your word will not come back to you void. I thank you that your word says that with Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Therefore, I claim my healing from all diseases and infirmities that try to enter my body, including cancer. Cancer, I call you out in the mighty name of Jesus. You have no place in my body. I have been delivered from the curse of sickness and disease. Father, I thank you that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I declare it all in my Savior's name, Jesus the Christ. Amen." Listener, From this day forward, until I get my favorable medical report, I will pray a prayer of thanksgiving continually. I will not pray a prayer of faith, because praying a prayer of faith is only done the one time. Then following your one petition prayer or the prayer of faith, you have to give your angels ammunition to pray a prayer of thanksgiving until the full manifestation of your healing takes place. Remember, we discussed the book of Daniel, how Daniel had to wait 21 days for the manifestation of his answer. Well, it may require you to stand longer. So what you have to do is give your angels ammunition to pray or use against Satan. So here is an example of a prayer of thanksgiving. I will simply say, Heavenly Father, I thank you that you heard my prayer of faith, and I believe that I'm healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet and everything in between. I thank you that no cancer, including breast cancer, has a place in my body, and every gene that carries this satanic disease has shriveled up and died in Jesus' name. Amen. These are my confession of faith prayers. When I receive my good report from the doctor that the lump is gone and there is no cancer in my body, there is no further faith involved, as I have my healing in physical manifestation. At this point, I give a final prayer of thanksgiving that I know I am healed. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would like more information about how to pray effectively, please consider buying my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God, which will be published and released this spring. This book will give you insight on the different types of prayers recorded in the Holy Bible and when to use them against Satan and his evil assignments. To keep informed of this new book release, please visit our website at kccfc.net. In these last few minutes we have left, I would like to summarize the key points I made during this study. First, I shared about our awesome blood covenant because it is impossible to understand and then operate in faith without understanding the magnitude of Jesus' redemptive work for mankind. When Christians pray and claim the promises of God through Jesus Christ, we are backed up by the high court of heaven. There is no greater advocate, no greater provider or protector than the one who laid his life down and shed his blood for you and me. As a result of understanding our unbreakable blood covenant, which is eternal, we will never again allow fear, worry, or stress rule over us. Secondly, when an individual believes and accepts the gift of salvation in Jesus, that person is cleansed from all their sin, past, present, and future, and made spiritually alive again. As a result, we are once again reunited with our Heavenly Father, who created us for His good work. Our salvation covenant includes deliverance from sin, safety from harm, preservation from evil, and soundness of mind. Again, I say that the work Jesus completed is not only finished, but forevermore established for our benefit. Our gift of salvation includes the covenant right to divine healing, not because we are perfect, but rather because Jesus is perfect, and it is on His blood that we were healed on the cross that He willingly laid His life on. You need to understand this godly principle if you want to live victorious in Jesus. When we pray about our health, we are not asking to be healed in the future. We are claiming our healing right that was paid for almost 2,000 years ago by our Savior and Lord. Now listen carefully what I'm about to say. You are already healed in Jesus. What you are doing by praying is putting a demand in the spirit realm to claim what already belongs to you. Sickness and disease are part of the curse and is Satan's plan for deception to steal, kill, and destroy. However, Satan is defeated and under our feet if Christians use God's word and faith to speak life to the situation. Our faith words or faith confessions should always line up with the promises of God, never the negative circumstances of life. Remember, everything in this world is subject to change, except God's word. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Thirdly, I summarized and provided a short examination of the seven redemptive names of our Savior and Lord, because it is through Jesus' names we can come to know who we are in Christ. Jesus is our healer. This is one of the many victories he won on our behalf at the cross. When we receive Jesus as our Savior and Lord, we take on his character and image, which is perfect and complete. And there is no sickness in Jesus. Jesus is always with us. We can trust on our Savior because he will never leave us nor forsake us. Jesus is present in the good and bad times. We can count on him to show us the way of escape no matter what situation presents itself. Jesus is our peace. He gives us his perfect peace that surpasses all understanding. The Hebrew definition of peace, which is the word shalom, means peace, harmony, wholeness, completeness, prosperity, welfare, and tranquility. Everything that is good for God's children. Jesus is our provider. He supplies and furnishes all of our needs according to his riches in glory. We do not have to worry about tomorrow or the world's shortages. We are abundantly supplied in Jesus always. Jesus is our shepherd. He watches over, rears, and guides us. He loves and cares for us like no other. He will not allow us to be devoured or scattered by the enemy if we follow God's word. Jesus is our banner. He goes before us to fight our battles. Since he has already defeated Satan, we are victorious without question. Christians are called to fight the good fight of faith, and the fight is good because we are winners in Jesus. Jesus is our righteousness. He is the one that has provided us right standing with God through his life, blood, and resurrection. He has delivered us from Satan and the curse. When we accept his gift of salvation, we have eternal life with the Heavenly Father. Fourthly and lastly, I shared with you the importance of making daily faith confessions over ourselves and loved ones. It is important to speak God talk over our lives and situations that come against us. Adam's act of sin in the Garden of Eden turned over his authority and power to Satan and his evil devices. The good news is that with the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, Christians have regained their authority in Christ. However, it is up to us to give God permission to work in our lives through our words, prayers, and faith confessions. God will never break his word, blood covenant with mankind. If we want the goodness of God working on our behalf, we will need to learn what the Holy Bible says regarding any situation that we come across, and by faith pray for the manifestation of God's covenant promises in our lives. God clearly tells us that whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. God has given us his authority to keep Satan under our feet, and his authority means the power or right to give commands, enforce obedience, take action, or make final decisions over Satan, his demons, and evil assignments. This concludes my teaching on divine healing, our covenant right. I trust that each of you listening have received knowledge and understanding regarding your right to walk in divine health and healing. Please join me next week as we start a new teaching examining the book of Romans verse by verse. The reason I have selected this book is because the book of Romans was written as a guideline for Christian living. And to follow this guideline is to ensure our success in Jesus. You don't want to miss any part of this teaching, as it will give you the insight of who you are in Jesus, what you possess, and what you can do in Him. Key words we will define and discuss are righteousness, justification, sanctification, faith, and sin as they apply to the New Testament believer. Righteousness means right standing with God. Justification means acquitted, declared righteous unto God. Sanctification means set apart and dedicated to holy service to God. And the God kind of faith means acting on God's word. Please join me next week as we start our new teaching on the book of Romans. Thank you for sharing this time with us, and if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.